9 is half the maximum allowable harvest based on a population estimate announced in June that shows the number of wolves on Prince of Wales Island and surrounding islands was 89. That's a steep drop from the previous year's estimate of 221. That drop prompted calls to cancel all wolf hunting and trapping in the area. 6 conservation groups sent requests to state and federal officials asking them to help preserve the remaining animals. David Person is a former Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist who now lives in Vermont. His work in Alaska focused on wolves, and he's helped the conservation groups in their work to protect the Prince of Wales Island population. Person says a legal harvest of 9 wolves means an actual take of up to 15 when poaching is taken into account. He says there isn't a hard and fast number that biologists can point to as a threshold for viability, but Person believes the wolf population for Game Management Unit 2 is too low, partly because of genetics.
Because it is an island population, it's mostly isolated. And so when you eliminate entire packs, it's like eliminating an entire salmon run in a stream. You potentially lose an entire genetic stock. And so if you reduce that population, keep bottlenecking it down to very low levels, well, you end up with very few breeders left, and you end up with issues with potential genetic inbreeding and genetic depression.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game Southeast Region Supervisor Ryan Scott has said that while state biologists agree that the wolf decline in GMU2 is something to keep an eye on, the department isn't concerned yet about the viability of that population. But Person says there are examples in other parts of the world where wolf populations dropped and were not able to rebound. He says state and federal officials have no idea what the viable population is for POW.
The reality of that, then, is that you should be very conservative. And a population of, I think their latest estimate for the fall last year was 89 wolves, minus 29 reported killed, so that means 60, minus some that were probably not reported and killed, so the population could be 50 or below.
Person believes many hunters and trappers would not have a problem with a closed season this year if it helps keep wolves in the ecosystem over the long term.
Unless you are someone who says, boy, I would just rather see wolves basically disappear from this ecosystem. If there are hunters and trappers who have that viewpoint, well, they're just plain wrong. And if there's hunters and trappers out there who have a conservation bent, which I assume are most of them, then they should want to have a viable population of wolves as well as a harvestable population of wolves.
Larry Edwards runs the Sitka Greenpeace office, which is one of the groups that asked for a closed wolf season this year. He says he's shocked that the department is allowing any harvest. Like Person, he pointed out that more wolves have been taken since last year's estimate. So it's unknown how many are left.
You know, one thing that we do know from a conversation I had with one of the folks at Fish and Game is that during their field season this spring, they only found one active den with one pup. And that isn't a good indication either. So I think that we're really in a crisis situation with the wolves on Prince of Wales Island, and I'm just totally shocked that Fish and Game would have an open season on them.
Edwards adds that such a low harvest quota is difficult to manage because hunters and trappers have 2 weeks to report their kill, and the quota could be surpassed before anyone knows it. He says if the Federal Office of Subsistence Management also allows a wolf hunt this season, that will add even more pressure to POW wolves. The Federal Subsistence Board has scheduled a public hearing in Klawak on Prince of Wales Island to get input regarding a subsistence wolf harvest.
That will give them 5 days to make a decision, hopefully before their season starts on September 1st, which is quite a while before when the fish and game season starts in December.
Edward says there are some steps conservation groups can take, such as requesting an Emergency Endangered Species Act listing. But first, they'll wait and see what the Federal Subsistence Board does. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.